state lawmakers return from their President's Week mini break and begin to seriously debate the next state budget. New York's fiscal year starts on April 1st, thus giving Albany 5 weeks to negotiate the proposed $178 billion state budget. Contained in that budget are many important policies, from Medicaid spending to higher education to the environment to education financing. Most of the budget's top line items are publicly debated. Sometimes equally important items are not. One under-debated issue is the rising threat from infections that are increasingly resistant to antibiotics, also known as superbugs. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, antibiotic-resistant bacteria are most prevalent in environments associated with high antibiotic use, healthcare settings, the general community, and in livestock production. Antibiotic resistance can spread from person to person, from animal to person, via the natural environment or contaminated food, and from bacteria to bacteria. Some bacteria have developed resistance to multiple antibiotics, making them especially difficult to treat and thus very dangerous and sometimes deadly. Common infectious diseases such as tuberculosis, pneumonia, blood poisoning, food poisoning, and gonorrhea have already become harder and sometimes impossible to treat due to multi-drug-resistant bacteria. The problem of antibiotic resistance is not just one found in the United States. It is a worldwide problem, and worldwide problems demand global responses. Antibiotic resistance happens when bacteria develop the ability to defeat the drugs designed to kill them. Each year in the United States, more than 2.8 million infections from bacteria that are resistant to antibiotics occur, and more than 35,000 people die as a direct result. Many more die from complications from antibiotic-resistant infections. A study commissioned by the United Kingdom government predicts that if action is not taken now to combat antibiotic resistance, by the year 2050, the annual death toll will have risen to 10 million globally, more than will die of cancer. The situation is getting worse with the emergence of new bacterial strains resistant to several antibiotics at the same time. Such bacteria may eventually become resistant to all existing antibiotics. Without antibiotics, the world could return to a pre-antibiotic era where organ transplants, cancer chemotherapy, intensive care, and other medical procedures would no longer be possible. Bacterial diseases would spread and could no longer be treated, causing death. There is hope. Data from European agencies show that interventions can work. Medical data shows that Scandinavian countries and the Netherlands have low rates of superbugs, but that there are higher rates in southern Europe. Countries with lower resistance rates have generally lower use of antibiotics, while countries with higher antibiotic resistant rates use more antibiotics. Buried in the governor's proposed budget is an item to begin to address the rise of antibiotic-resistant superbugs. In his budget, the governor proposed that every general hospital and nursing home must establish an antibiotic stewardship program that meets or exceeds federal conditions of participation for antimicrobial stewardship programs in healthcare facilities. Additionally, such programs shall incorporate an ongoing process to measure the impact. Now, while that's vague, the governor's program leaves the details up to the state's health commissioner. Yet the governor's plan leaves out an important area of antibiotic overuse and misuse, use on farms. Nearly two-thirds of antibiotics that are important for human medicine are currently sold for use in livestock, not people. These drugs are routinely given as poor compensation for inappropriate diets and the stressful, crowded, and unsanitary conditions on industrial feedlots. This practice hastens the use of antibiotic resistance in bacteria and increases the risk of drug-resistant infections in people. When antibiotics are given to food-producing animals, they kill most of the bacteria in them. The resistant bacteria, however, survive and contaminate animal products during slaughtering and processing. They can also contaminate fruits and vegetables via contaminated soil or water, especially when animal manure is used as a fertilizer. Antibiotic-resistant bacteria can contaminate food prepared on germ-filled surfaces and the environment via animal feces. According to the CDC, approximately 1 in 5 antibiotic-resistant infections are caused by germs from food and animals. Thus, the governor's plan ignores 20% of the problem, and in dealing with the growing menace of superbugs, comprehensive approaches are the only ones that will work. It's clear from the Scandinavian experiences that policies can significantly reduce the rise of superbugs. Policies that focus on cleanliness in healthcare settings, a reliance on antibiotic use in humans only when medically necessary, and a drastic reduction in the use on farm animals. The most obvious way to reduce use among farm animals is for veterinarians to stop the use of antibiotics on healthy livestock. This is a worldwide problem. Unless the rise of superbugs can be stopped, the next generation will be faced with a world without effective antibiotics, one in which illnesses like urinary tract infections will be untreatable, leaving people to suffer and perhaps die from infections easily treatable today.